You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 1st, 2019, and we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm still a little bit under the weather, but we're going to just try and charge our way through the show here today. Just get everything a little bit done. I've kind of thrown my shoulder out and have been unable to get any sleep whatsoever. I could probably use a week off. I don't even remember when was the last time I took a vacation here from RBN. But anyway, we're going to work on through and try and get things done. So again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All righty. As you know, we had the second Democratic debate on Thursday. And Kamala Harris basically went after Joe Biden. And she had apparently rehearsed this for days before the debate. She practiced going after Joe Biden. And she went after him. She went after him. She took him on his past record on segregation. And she lectured him on how he was in the second integrated class in Berkeley, California. She really went after him. And a lot of people think she won that particular debate. Now, it may get a little tricky for her in the immediate future because Cooper Hefner, Hugh Hefner's youngest son and an heir to the Playboy empire, recently announced he's going to hold a fundraiser for Kamala Harris. And according to the Hollywood Reporter, the fundraiser is scheduled for July 21st and will be attended by a list of high-profile Hollywood folks. Now, the young Hefner has become active in politics, has already donated the federally allowed maximum of $5,600 to the Harris campaign. So you have this gentleman whose family fortune is built on the objectification of women, and he's now supporting Kamala Harris. That may actually work against her a little bit. What I want to see now, obviously, is a debate between Kamala Harris and Tulsi Gabbard. Because there's no question, Tulsi won the Wednesday debate. Biden's also in a little bit more trouble. And apparently it has to do with his approach to the LGBTQ community. He appeared at a private fundraiser in Seattle over the weekend and came up with this comment. Just 5 years ago, it would have been acceptable in America for a businessman to make fun of a gay waiter. And some of the people who were present were not happy with that. One of the members of the audience yelled back at Biden, not in Seattle. So he's going to have to be a little bit more careful. He's stumbled badly, actually. Pardon me. He stumbled rather badly so far during the campaign here. Okay, big news is that Donald Trump has met Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He's the first sitting president to visit North Korea. And a lot of people are thinking, this is good. It can accomplish anything. The nuclear talks are back on track. But the 2020 Democrat candidates, they're out there, they're just slamming and saying, how dare you? How dare you do that? And their attitude is, it's an ill-conceived waste of American bargaining power. Well, I tend to disagree. I think it's significant. This is the first sitting American president to visit North Korea. And if they can get the talks back on track, that's a good thing. So we'll see what's going to happen, if it's actually going to accomplish anything or not. But at least there's progress being made. At least there's, you know, they're trying to get something done. Okay. Over in Iran, their foreign minister, Zarif, is confirming that Iran has now breached the uranium limit of the 2015 nuclear deal. And Iran's stockpiles of enriched low-grade uranium have surpassed the limit of 300 kilograms. Now, this is largely a symbolic act. The low-grade uranium isn't good for anything other than reactor fuel. This is not bomb stuff. And I'm sure you're going to see a lot of people out there in the corporate media saying, oh, they're building a bomb, they're building a bomb. No, they're not. This is low-grade uranium. And the fact that it's gone over 300 kilograms is largely a symbolic move. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting back to the international news, apparently Israel has been launching raids against Syria. And apparently a Russian-made missile, apparently launched by Syria, hit the self-declared Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus overnight. Apparently it got lost, just wandered away, and Foreign Minister Kudret Azarsay said the air defense missile was thought to have been launched during suspected Israeli airstrikes on Syria, and the missile struck a mountainside north of Nicosia, sparking a fire. So they're getting kind of, they got to be careful with those things. They really do. So apparently early today, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of strikes on Syria targeting Damascus and the countryside of Homs. And the strikes were aimed at military targets in the districts of Al-Mazah, Al-Dimas, and Jumriah, north and northwest of Damascus, as well as three military positions west of Homs city. Now, the Syrian air defense forces intercepted several missiles. However, most of the missiles hit their targets. One of the Israeli missiles hit a civilian area in the district of Shinaya, west of Damascus, killing four civilians and injuring 22 others. It does get frustrating reading all this stuff, reading about all this death and destruction. All right, last Friday, Israeli soldiers, including undercover officers, invaded the Islamic Industrial School for Orphans in the old city of occupied Jerusalem and stopped an educational activity held by the General Union of Palestinian Writers. And apparently it was going to be a poetry festival titled Yes to Peace, No to War. And for some reason, the Israelis objected to that, and they shut it down. Now, the activity was organized by several Palestinian poets in occupied Jerusalem and was meant to encourage the students to read and write and help them realize their potentials and talents. And apparently, the police officers and the soldiers stormed the school just minutes before the festival was supposed to start and just shut it all down. I think that was a tacky thing to do. What can I tell you? As you're aware, Donald Trump backed out of attacking Iran last week, and he has been rather savagely attacked for it since by the corporate media. And CNN, which is our leading liberal news outlet that nobody watches anymore, is chastising Trump for being too soft on Iran. And redacted tonight host Lee Camp asks, don't they consider peace an option? So Lee Camp apparently asked, why is Trump such a pussyfooting peacenik? Well, you know, all those people over at CNN, you could enlist in the army. You could go on over there and fight if you think that's what's really needed. So tensions are sky high in the Persian Gulf, and President Donald Trump is threatening Tehran with obliteration should American interests in the region be attacked. And nobody could accuse the president's cabinet of being barefooted, bong-smoking pacifists. But that's what CNN was trying to imply. Alrighty. As you know, Thursday is the 4th of July. And Trump wants a spectacular parade in Washington, D.C. And one of the things that he's asking for are military tanks on the Mall. And this, of course, is causing headaches for National Park Service Acting Director P. Daniel Smith. And I think it's a bad idea. Not because it sends a bad message, which it does, but when I was living up in Seattle, I got to see tanks deployed on the streets of Seattle, and they left a lot of marks on the pavement. And I think the same thing's going to happen here. Tanks are not designed to drive down civilian streets and not leave a mark behind. But Trump apparently wants tanks out there and other armored military vehicles for his 4th of July address to the nation. And of course, here in Hawaii, we're not allowed to have fireworks. We're only allowed to have party poppers. So it's kind of hard to get excited about July 4th. It really is here. All righty. Getting on over to E. Jean Carroll. Apparently, she has now come out with this bizarre statement that she was not actually raped in the 1990s by Donald Trump. And she's saying, every woman gets to choose her word. Every woman gets to choose how she describes it. This is my way of saying it. It is my word. My word is fight. My word is not the victim word. I have not been raped. I fought, and that's the thing. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are going to, what is going on here? But obviously the claim that Trump raped her has now become inoperative. So what is she saying here? That the president tried to rape her but failed? And again, you have to look at this in the context that she has a book out, that she's trying to generate publicity for it, to sell it. Anyway, Patrick Buchanan came out with an article. He was looking at the way that Tulsi Gabbard handed herself during the Wednesday night Democratic debate. And at 38, she was the youngest candidate on stage. And she didn't pull any punches, either with the president or his cabinet, who've just sent us into these endless wars at huge expense. And she made the comment, and it sounds a lot like Trump in 2016, where he was out there saying these wars are a bad idea. But now he's all gung-ho, let's go for a war. And Tulsi, last Wednesday, said, "For too long, our leaders have failed us, taking us into one regime change war after the next, leading us into a new Cold War and arms race, costing us trillions of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars and countless lives. This insanity must end." And I agree. It's why I like Tulsi. I don't think the military-industrial complex will let her get anywhere near the White House, but I hope she does very, very well. But Patrick Buchanan is saying that Trump ought to trade Bolton in on Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm in agreement on that one. Okay. Apparently, more than a decade before Iran shot down a U.S. military RQ-4 Global Hawk surveillance drone, its manufacturer, Northrop Grumman, sold the Department of Defense on expanding the fleet of drones by presenting a hypothetical conflict with the Islamic Republic. So they basically said, you got to buy these things, there's going to be a war with Iran. Alrighty. Interesting. Boris Johnson, who's the current Tory leadership favorite, and he's saying that Britain must leave the European Union on the new October 31st Brexit deadline to prove that Vladimir Putin is wrong about liberalism. Now, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Putin told the press that the liberal idea has started eating itself, and those who propagate those ideas are separate from the people who live under them. I think he's right about that. So he took pot shots at the British government over the way it's replacing Theresa May's prime minister, sniping that the Russian system is different from what you have in Great Britain. We are a democratic country. You know, it's kind of interesting looking at the way Britain, and for that matter, the United States, run themselves. You have to ask, are they really democratic? Or is there something else going on? Is there some other machinery at work? Okay. Now then, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has sort of gotten into a kerfuffle, if you will, with Piers Morgan after the Good Morning Britain host suggested that Ocasio-Cortez, a former bartender, shouldn't criticize the job qualifications of Ivanka Trump. Apparently, Ivanka Trump has now become an issue. And the sparring began after the freshman Democratic lawmaker took aim at Donald Trump's daughter for her conspicuous participation in the recent G20 summit in Osaka. And apparently, in a video that went viral, Ivanka was seen hobnobbing at the summit with the French President Emmanuel Macron, British Prime Minister Theresa May, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Well, she is the daughter of the president. And she does have political ambitions. I mean, that's pretty much well known. And Ocasio-Cortez basically pulled the NEPET issue, saying that being the president's daughter actually isn't a career qualification. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We've got two callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take some phone calls, starting with Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, me too.
Years on you, like me. I'm going to be short and sweet here. Hegelian dialectic. Thesis, antithesis, consensus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think that because of the Hegelian dialectic, that Trump is going to be elected in 20. Now, I didn't vote in 2016. I'm never going to vote for president again in my life. But I think Trump is going to be our president in 20. That's it for me.
Well,
Mike,
you may be right. I don't think so. I think he's abandoned too much of his base.
We're being played, my friend. Gave in dialectic. Well, thank you. Have a good day, Mike. Take care of yourself. Get rest. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Cameron in the United Kingdom. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Michael, I'm a bit worried, actually, about what you've mentioned regarding Trump's insistence to have tanks in the street on 4th of July. Why I'm worried is because it's a perfect ground for a false flag. That way, you know, gives the army some kind of a reason to attack Iran. And also, it's televised, so people can see it. It's another 9/11, but televised 9/11. I mean, can you imagine that?
It's pretty hard to take out a tank. I think if they were going to do something, it would be a civilian building.
Well, I don't
like
think
one of
they
the national monuments.
I mean, I don't think they want to take it out. They just want to show that, you know, sort of something's happened and something related to Iranians, you know, probably doing something. And, you know, and the fact is, yes, if they do that in a building, it's not going to be televised. If they do it actually to the army, it gives army some kind of a reason, you know. I mean, army is a big family, and it gives them some kind of an incentive, you know, to go in. Because
okay.
At the moment, army has nobody feels like a war anymore, which is a good thing. And I mean, can you imagine if an army tank's being attacked in the streets whilst people watching it? I mean, doesn't matter if it damages the tank or not, it's an attack. It's a perfect false flag scenario. Just an idea. I mean, I'm worried about it, to be honest with you, Mike, but there you go.
Well, there's going to be some kind of a false flag to get the war with Iran going. I don't know that a single army tank is going to be sufficient. That's kind of on the same level as the Global Hawk drone. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're feeling better. Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about Hong Kong. What's going on in Hong Kong? Is there another possible Tiananmen Square for China?
It looks like it. I mean, there's a lot of agitation going on over there.
Yeah, but what do you think? China might turn someday democratic?
Could very well be, maybe not China as a whole, but definitely Hong Kong.
Okay, and one other thing, I hope Tulsi wins and make you director of NASA. All right, take care.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we're going to switch over to James in North Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Or morning, I guess, where you are.
Yeah.
I was looking at Kamala Harris's official biography, and I think she may have the same problem that Marco Rubio had running. Neither of her parents were born in the United States. They came to this country to study at the University of California. Her mother immigrated here in 1960 from India, and her father is Jamaican and immigrated in 1961. And
yeah, but where was Kamala born?
She was born in 1964, and with a five-year continuous residency requirement. Where was she born? She was born, I believe, in Oakland.
She qualifies.
Well, I don't know that either of her parents were naturalized citizens at the time of her birth.
Okay.
Marco Rubio was born in the United States, but his parents were Cuban.
All right. Well, James, stay on the line here. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with James in North Carolina. And as I understand the rules of birthright citizenship, Kamala Harris is a citizen because she was born here in the United States. She's a naturally born U.S. citizen, and therefore she qualifies to run for president.
Well, that may be the case. I remember, though, back during the 2016 campaign, you were talking with people about whether or not Marco Rubio was qualified, and it went back and forth. Yes, he is. No, he's not.
It was Ted Cruz.
Well, no, it was both. Yeah, it was Ted Cruz, but for other reasons, but also Marco Rubio. And I think you finally had come to the conclusion that he was not qualified because neither of his parents were citizens at the time of his birth. They were legal residents, but not citizens, even though he was born in Miami.
Yeah.
But
I don't recall coming to that conclusion. I know that we focused on Ted Cruz.
Well, I remember you discussed both Rubio and Cruz, and I know you. I think you came to the conclusion Ted Cruz was not qualified, but for different reasons.
Yes, but
I'm pretty sure you also came to the conclusion that Marco Rubio was not qualified to run. I may be mistaken, but it seems like that's what it was.
I'm getting old and feeble-minded. I don't remember that.
Well, I'll defer. I mean, she may well be qualified, but I cannot see how either of her parents could have been citizens when she was born in 1964. I don't see how that would have been possible. Given
well, I mean, if she's born in this country, she's a citizen. And if she's born in this country, she's a natural-born citizen, is what it comes down to.
Well,
and I think the issue with Ted Cruz...
I always thought those were two different things.
If I recall with Ted Cruz, it was the fact that he was not actually born in the United States.
Yes, that's true. He was born in Canada.
Yeah. Anyway, James, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Todd in California. Aloha, Todd. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A little bit of sad news today. You know Doug Hagman, the Hagman Report?
Yes.
His son supposedly passed away from an overdose of heroin, and it was announced this morning. And my heart goes out to the family because I have two boys, and the story doesn't sound right, and the way Mr. Hagman put it out there, it sounds like something's not right to him about the story as well. And it's quite revealing that we're going back to, it seems like, the Dixie Mafia days, where these hits, so-called suicides or ODs.
The Arcanicides.
Yes. And interesting to listen to Mr. Hagman's report on the death of his son and the end 4 minutes of his, he's going after somebody, and that's a fact. And I think there's some big players that he knows that may have a hand in this. Something to me didn't seem right either, because I've seen the Hagman report and I've seen Joe Hagman talk his son, and he never ever looked like he was on heroin to me. And I've counseled a lot of ex-drug addicts, and no. Angela Merkel, with her shaking, looks more like a drug addict to me.
Yeah.
Then, you know, so that there's that. And then this also brings me to that point of, you know, we need to have family and friends kind of interconnecting with ourselves at all times, so that we know that, you know, when things like this kind of thing come up, you know, that we can... It's like a backdoor attribute of allowing others to keep, that we keep close to us, that our friends know where we are, what we're doing. And I'm not talking using Facebook and that crap. I'm just saying, hey, we're going on a vacation. We'll be gone for 2 days, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah.
And here's all the details. But something didn't seem right about the death of Joe Hagman, because we've heard this before. We've heard this before of others, even quote-unquote homeopathic, quote-unquote, you know, these doctors that quote-unquote suicided themselves. I'm not buying that. I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like Robin Williams with the belt on his neck, the same way David, what's his name, that died from NXS.
David Carradine.
Yes. And if you look at the three others that passed away, Chris Cornell, from the whatchamacallit band, and then the guy from Limp Bizkit, Chester, who is actually, some feel, is Podesta's bastard son, and then you had Tom Petty. All died within a certain framework of time, but all within the framework of time, they were all interconnected with doing a big announcement on their interaction with one another, on revealing who some players are in the young, I think it was, it has to deal with young boys being abducted and programmed under MK Ultra. We know that program's there. Look at the terms they use, Monarch.
Yep.
You know, and then look at this new Avenger movie. What was the big thing? Monarch. Look on the chest of them. Butterflies, two pyramids coming together. Okay, the butterfly, you know, and when I went to go see that Avengers movie with my son, I was highly displeased that I almost like tell my children, I said, look, I don't even want to go to the movie theaters anymore. If you want it, let's buy it, and then we'll watch it, and if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. But I can't even bring myself to spend that kind of money because I don't want the toys to follow. I'd rather, you know, it's getting to the point where, you know, Joe Hagman's death brought out a lot of things for me to really think deeply about for my own boys. You know, what is out there? I mean, we have a lot of illegals running heavy drugs into the U.S. We know that the fentanyl bust that went down at the border, what was that, last month? Just not about 3 weeks ago, they busted, what was it, close to, what, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of fentanyl, okay, right there at the border. And that was going to be brought across to cut into the meth and all the other crap that's brought here. See, they know who's coming across the border. They know it. And they can bust them at any time. And this goes back to the BCCI bank scandal days, in which all that drug money was hidden from Pablo Escobar all around the place. And oh yeah, John Kerry and a lot of other cohorts rode on the same plane with Pablo Escobar and his financials, people, his fiduciaries. Yeah. Isn't that interesting that John Kerry, now remember John Kerry is also in bed with the Bushes because they both were skull and bones, but you know, they both couldn't talk about it, remember, on when they were running against each other. So the whole thing about this heroin, going back to Joe on this heroin thing, I think someone may have done something to him and maybe compromised him. Who knows? But the whole story smacks of something really, really wrong. And that goes with the same degree with the amount of drugs that are coming in this country from the illegals that are crossing the border and bringing that crap in. If they wanted to find it, you know, Mike, they could find it all day. And I want to say this as well to you. I really pray for your health. I pray that some sort of spiritual relief comes in the form of a complete physical hoo-ha for you, whatever that hoo-ha may be, you know, for both you and your wife, just this powerful whatever it may be that you need, whether it be divine, spiritual vitamins, physically for your body, then one blow, bam, there it is. You wake up the next morning, you go, where did all these vitamins in my body come from, or something. You know, I am.
Yeah, it's, we all are it's been a rough year and a half, especially for Claire.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know. I pray for specific things, and I know you've announced things, and you're asking for finances. I just finished up 3.5 years with my son, as I've told you in the past, with the lawsuit against the school district, and we won.
Okay, good.
So I've got to set some things up, and once I'm done past this summer, I can start doing what I need to do. It's just this summer, you know, it was crazy. You know, last month, a drunk driver destroyed two of my vehicles in one shot. We weren't in them, thank God, but I had to get a new vehicle. My van's still not fixed right, so I got to talk to AAA about that. You know, people, okay, we got to stand up. And that's what I mean is you are the squeaky wheel. You're telling people how to do it, and you're doing it in a non-bombastic way. I love that about you, that you're not like this. I mean, Alex Jones has his place. Other people like him have their place. But after a while, it grates and it bears down on you, and you feel like you can't listen without being yelled at. And your style, I'm surprised. You know, I really wish you would open up the chat line, because I think that on YouTube, I think more than enough, you'll get some more people coming in to listen and donate and help you and Claire out. And I really do hope that you guys make a smooth transition. That's my prayer. My prayer is also
After we move to Indiana, I may rethink that. And open up that chat line again.
Okay, thank you. I'm just wanted you to consider that. I'm not, you know, telling you how and what to do on your show. I'm just saying that, you know, you can monitor and block the spammers. And if you have someone that's helping you, you know, they can jump right in and do it too, because you can set certain listeners as monitors, and then they can do the blocking for you as well. They've set that up now. And, you know, I just really hope that we all take in a deep breath on Joe Hagman's passing away. You know, I know Doug, as a father, he's grieving. Hope we send some prayers his way. You know, and some things are really starting to happen fast, Mike, aren't they? I mean, this is just the time and the you know, you're seeing all the ideas of what we are as flesh being read out right before us. You know, do we have some place in this world, or are we just, as Revelation 18 says, some sort of commitment on a piece of paper and a digital blip on somebody's Fidelity instrument? You know, and I hope to God that we can come to a new place that, you know, it's not just about the waking up part. It's about that I see it as good and evil cannot coexist. It just doesn't happen that way. Either one or the other is just going to win out. We've seen that in World War II. Hitler didn't win out. Okay?
No, but a lot of evil got done. A lot of evil got done.
A lot of evil got done. Yeah. But a lot of good got done, too. I've met good that came out of there and talked to people that had some amazing stories. And, you know, and Stalin wasn't a good man. Neither was Mao. No. And if I think that if we play our cards right as a country, and if Trump is really, truly energized about draining the swamp, I would really like to see Hillary Rotten Clinton arrested before the end of summer, and her cohorts, the Podestas, Huma Abedin, and the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood into the White House at that period of those 8 years under Obama. I'd like to see some of these things start to take place. That's what we voted for Trump in for. We voted for the law. We voted for arrest. We voted for revealings and transparency. Hope you get well, Mike. Hope things turn around for you, okay?
I appreciate it, Todd. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and Doug Hagman, I don't mean, it's saying a heroin overdose. Most likely, it probably was. I mean, I don't know. Angela Merkel's probably got Parkinson's. You can't just say she has, like, a drug problem, you know, like, I think she's got medical issues. I know she's very religious, too, supposedly. I know Ray McGovern says she, like, was a daughter, like, she was a church, her father was, like, ran a church, or she's, supposedly she's, like, religious. So maybe that's why she's such a globalist, you know, like, that attitude. You know, maybe she's a true believer, you know. But I don't like, I mean, I don't want to, you just can't say she's like got a drug problem, you know. That doesn't look like a. That looks like more of a Parkinson's or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, not to say she isn't a good person, though. You know, she's a globalist and she has her beliefs, and you'll never change her beliefs. But you know what's amazing, Mike? Like, through all her beliefs and her globalism, the freedom gas must flow from Russia. You know? Yeah, because isn't that amazing? Like, the freedom gas is not free. It's three times more expensive. You know? Like, no business, nobody running a business would buy things three times more expensive. Doesn't matter who it's from and where it came from. It's just not going to happen. And I wanted to say, Mike, on Trump visiting, like, with Huawei, actually, first, like, people saying he caved or he didn't cave, but it's obvious that, like, it's dragging on too long, and Trump knows, and we know, and the people around him know, Larry Kudlow and all them know that it's dragging this economy down. Not by Wall Street's numbers, but by just, like, the manufacturing index. Did you see that? I know you'll talk about it after. It's at its lowest. I mean, it's really starting to hurt. And, you know, Broadcom, 60% of their chips are going to Huawei or China, per se. And, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mike, what's the sad thing about this whole thing? It's too late. Like, we've damaged ourselves because they're already looking for alternatives, and they've been. Like, just like with using the Android operating system. They're making their own operating system that's going to be faster than the Android operating system. So we've damaged our, by them doing this, they've damaged us permanently. Permanently. It's not, there's no coming back from this. You know, that's how I see it. It's irreparable now because I watched the Duran. Oh, can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just pick it up where you left off.
Mike, before I do that, chicken soup, Extendivite, and some silver.
Well, I got the silver, and I got the chicken soup, and I've got the Extendivite.
Okay. You look like you're dragging.
I am very much so. I didn't get any sleep over the weekend.
Well, this weekend you better get some sleep. Well, 4th of July, you going to have a show?
I don't know what the RBN plan is yet.
Well, if you don't, you better get some rest on that day.
I do need some rest. There's no question about it.
A lot of people, man, counting on you, Mike. I mean, you're the only show I listen to. I don't watch Alex Jones. I listen to David Knight, but you're the only one I can vent my frustrations to and listen to for all the people calling in from Britain and all these other countries, Canada and stuff. But, Mike, getting back on with the Huawei, on the Duran, they had a great thing about how the U.S. is delinking itself from China, and China is delinking from the U.S. It can happen fast or slow, but eventually, but it is going to happen. There's no turning back now, per se. You know, actually, I think there's no turning back from what's going on now. We're witnessing, like, an event. There's no turning, like, we are witnessing all these tariffs and sanctions. We are delinking from the world, in a way. Like, right
yes.
as we see, with Turkey and all, and Russia, Russia's got, like, Russia says don't lift, they said they don't want the sanctions lifted. You know why? Because they diversified their portfolio internally. Their agriculture is booming over there. It's booming.
They're becoming self-sufficient.
You know, they lost 50 million or 50 billion. I think it's 50. The EU lost 250 or 270. The EU lost out. France lost. I mean, they all lost out. Poland with the apples. Remember that with the apples? They had to dump all these. They're moving away from the U.S. now. How fast and slow it happens is a different story. I don't know, you know. But like, but Mike, on the thing with North Korea, like Trump going there or not going there, like what's the difference? Because the military industrial complex needs them, like they need a boogeyman. You know what I mean? Like they need that tension in the North Korea. As the, isn't it amazing how evil he is, but Trump just stepped over the border? That evil North Korean government that machine guns people down, wait, machine guns relatives, starves their own citizens to death. But, yeah, if you go on YouTube, you watch people going to work over there every day. You know, I mean, it's the same old lies. The same with Saddam, the same with, remember China?
Yep.
The Muslims, they had all the Muslims in concentration camps, a million. No, they have extremists in there. It might be like 10, 20,000 because, you know, they have the extremist element in the Uyghurs over there. But they do the same trick. The North Koreans are killing their own people and this or that. Well, I want anybody to prove that by going over there and seeing it for themselves, because I don't care what my government says. I want, you know, it's seeing is believing. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for station identification and back with hour number two and more calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number.